day I decided to come out for a walk along the North Norfolk coast, and I've been meaning to explore the new part of the coastal path, the King Charles Path, which I believe runs from Snettisham through to King's Lynn. And this week, my blog, I'm going to try and write something about silence, because from my busy blog, I've had some really interesting comments about the need for solitude. And when we pause, often we need to pause in places that are silent and quiet. And just sitting here now on the North Norfolk coast, I feel that there is silence amongst the noise. And the other thing I want to say is I'm currently sitting on a chair. And for me, when I've had times of quiet and solitude, and when I've come out to explore different places, I've often found that I have anchor points that I return to, which often are chairs and churches. I think of the chair at Great Massingham Pond, the chair by Sholdham Church, the walk I like to do at Castle Rising with St Lawrence's Church, and also the fact that I do love going to visit churches. And I think I kind of understand now why I like actually going to churches. And one of them is the fact that when I sit there, this is a time for me to escape and to have quiet and to have solitude. And I think we all need silence. Last year, I participated in a workshop where we were actually encouraged to sit somewhere for an hour and not do anything. And I sat in a garden, and of course, this was an incredibly busy time in my life, and I really had to carve in that 1 hour of time. And at first, I was quite restless, and I wasn't quite sure what I would find from this hour. But as I sat, I then began to notice things that I hadn't noticed before. The insects around the flowers and the different textures and shapes and the wind through the trees. And to be honest, I didn't actually want to leave that spot after the hour. And I said to myself, I must do this more. And in that silence, there was a clear message that came through to me. So we can often, when we stop, find that something within us is speaking to us. And what spoke to me then was very clear, and I wrote it down, and I said to myself, I get to decide what happens next. And so I'm sharing this with you today. It's a beautiful sunny day. We've had so much rain. And after this walk, I hope to go and spend some quiet time in Snettisham Church, which is a lovely church not far away. And I want to sit in that stillness and quietness and see if I can write some more for this week's blog. So that's my thoughts for today. We've got house sparrow and some goldfinches that I've identified, and there's some lovely flowers here which I shall photograph and put on my site. Have a lovely week, everybody, and I look forward to connecting with you again really soon. Okay, bye for now.